Starting another brand new hour now of the Steve Gerber Show, coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I want to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'm going to be brutally honest, and you might just learn something. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Tulsi Gabbard has a brand new book, and it outlines why she left the Democrat Party, why that party is so dangerous to America, and that she's ready to be Donald Trump's VP if he ever asks. And number two, speaking of Donald Trump, he had some things to say outside court again yesterday. He was fined $9,000 for contempt, but he's also getting permission to attend his son's high school graduation. All of that. And number three, where are the mass protests in the Arab world in support of Palestine and Palestinians? Why are we not seeing the uprising of people in nations like Iraq, Jordan, Egypt, to demand an end to the Israeli war and Hamas in the Gaza Strip? Don't you think that would be a clear explanation that the people that actually live in the neighborhood realize who's right and who's a terrorist? It's obvious that those nations that surround Israel know that Hamas, Hezbollah, and Houthi rebel groups are not who they stand with. It's why when Iran launched its massive weekend drone and missile attack recently, most of the missiles and drones were shot down in Jordan and Iraq long before they ever made it to Israeli territory, because those nations stood with Israel, not Iran. That was clearly demonstrated by the actions they took to defend the Jewish state. Truly remarkable that the students chanting "From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free" don't even understand what the Arab neighbors think about the war in Gaza and who they're standing with. So I thought I'd share a better explanation today. Here's a Syrian Lebanese woman laying out the case against the protesters because they're truly ignorant of what they are actually supporting, because they have been manipulated, lied to, and clearly misled to support a cause that will happily rape and murder women and the elderly and take great joy in burning babies, just like they did on October the 7th. Listen.
The Iranian regime, you claim, has the right to defend itself. Its proxies, such as Hamas, that you are championing on the streets in the West. Have you ever wondered why we haven't seen mass pro-Palestine protests in the Middle East? See, in the West, you are privileged. You can demand even without understanding. Back where I come from, we don't demand. We are grateful if we find the means to feed our children, to pay the rent, to buy our medication. We are thankful if we're not arrested, tortured, and raped. You should know that you are supporting our oppressors, that you are betraying us, all of us, the Gazans included.
Yeah, there you have it. There's a reason, the Gazans included. You see, Egypt is among the countries that will not allow refugees to flow in from Gaza. There are very good reasons for that. Specifically, they don't want terrorists given a free pass to come and disrupt their country. Instead of happening in the Middle East, however, the disruption and the vile behavior of racial slurs being thrown at American college kids that are being guilty of one thing, being Jewish. But boy, did it explode last night. On the campus of Columbia University in New York City, the police moved in. They emptied Hamilton Hall. They moved in on the campus of UCLA. It was violent, riot police engaging and then clearing UCLA. More of that to come, but this is not the end. This is just the beginning. The wave of racism and Jewish hate is like a boiling cauldron all over America. This student from the University of Washington explains.
To keep going to your classes, to keep being proud, to stay safe. We've warned students about the encampment and told them to stay away from it.
Olivia Feldman is the co-president of Students Supporting Israel.
Do you feel safe on campus?
No, I do not feel safe on campus. I have been called names. I have been spit at. I have been laughed at.
And she's a great-granddaughter of Holocaust survivors.
It is a very, very visceral feeling in me when somebody tells me to go back to the gas chambers.
The people united will never be defeated!
She's calling for fellow Jewish students to stay proud, while protesters aren't planning to leave anytime soon.
That was Julie Calhoun reporting. The White House has declined to say if President Biden believes that demonstrators who have camped out on college campuses should face any disciplinary action. A spokesperson did, however, reiterate the president's support for the right to peacefully protest,
right,
while also criticizing anti-Semitism and calls for violence.
Yeah, by the way, Governor Newsom notably absent anywhere last night in California as violence was erupting and the sky was burning over UCLA. Yeah. And it's why what is happening here is out of sync with the rest of the world. Iran and its proxies, including Hamas, are pariahs. They are shunned, hated even. Not part of mainstream Arab culture for the most part. But the radical elements that have infiltrated this country and chant death to America are ready to have the Columbia War go full bore. They almost got their wish. The weaklings that are running too many of the campuses, it seems they're not going to be slowed down by anything, but they are. Because now they've gone to Columbia, they've gone to UCLA. Just how out of touch are these punks calling to support terrorists? That's the real question, because it's not going to end. Not yet. And after breaking windows and barricading themselves inside a building on the Columbia campus, students now say they want a commitment for food and water. This is what they wanted. This is what they were demanding yesterday before they were blown out. Here is a Marxist PhD candidate. True story, that's what she is. She's a Marxist PhD candidate at Columbia. Listen to what they wanted yesterday.
What should the university be obligated to provide food to people who have taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in.
To allow it to be brought in. I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for.
It's crazy to say because you're a moron.
But they did put themselves in that.
They're going to die of dehydration and starvation in the middle of the campus of Columbia University. Crazy to say? No, stupid to say. They want Grubhub to deliver. Yeah, that's right. They want guarantees that food and water will be delivered. Nobody's going to mess with them. Yeah, guess what? That all came crumbling down in the middle of the night. Being a revolutionary now comes with Grubhub service to these very spoiled children. It is amazing the amount of entitlement these kids believe they deserve. I mean, mom and dad paid good money for them to come here. Spoiled children to come trash America. And damn it, you owe it to them. You know, free speech. Well, unless you're Jewish or support the Jewish people, at which point you need to just sit there and shut the hell up. Do you get it now? All right. Here's another revolutionary claiming those attacks on Hamilton Hall and radicals taking people hostage just isn't real. It never happened. We won't get it all, but we'll get some of it. Go.
How do you feel about them taking over the building right now?
I think that their cause is a just cause, and I hope that the administration really hears their demands. I think they're just demands.
Do you feel like it was right to hold...
Now, we're going to get the rest of her just demands, because you have to hear when she's confronted with the facts how she responds, argues, and then flees, because that's what these revolutionaries do on college campuses today. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Guerra Show. Glad to see you today. Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, invites you to come experience the incredible benefits of CBD. But here's the scoop, folks. CBD is not marijuana. It comes from hemp, which has the highest concentration of CBD. Hemp's been around for centuries, and it won't get you high. People use CBD to manage pain, stress, anxiety, and to help them sleep. It's also great for pets, trust me on that. CBD is here to help. The best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Promo code Gruber for 40% off.
While driving a car, there's a lot you have to pay attention to. Speed limits, directional signs, other cars and trucks, and more. But when it comes to watching out for motorcyclists, it's not always easy. Motorcyclists are hard to see. In fact, 1,500 crashes between vehicles and motorcyclists happen each year in Michigan. Vehicles turning left at intersections are especially hazardous for motorcyclists. So look twice. Save a life. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of State.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.